It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday, January 24th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Recognize this sound? It's an old Mac starting up. 30 years ago today, Apple introduced a device that changed the personal computer industry forever. These days, we may be all about mobile, but Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman takes a look back at the old school when it was still the new school.
Today we celebrate the first glorious anniversary.
The first Mac ad. Gray robot men march for Big Brother. That's IBM. A runner, she's Apple, hurls a sledgehammer and smashes him, ushering in the age of Macintosh.
That day, the Earth's axis shifted a little bit.
Guy Kawasaki was Apple's software evangelist. Technology writer John Battelle explains Mac's mouse made the computer something everyone could use.
When you moved your hand, something moved on the machine. That WYSIWYG, what you see is what you get interface, began a journey of our society into becoming digital.
On January 24th, Apple Computer will introduce Macintosh. And you'll see why 1984 won't be like 1984.
The personal computer for the rest of us that Steve Jobs promised to do battle with IBM had arrived. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
When we look at who is using social media, some networks are more diverse than others. Twitter and Instagram, for instance, have higher percentages of Black and Hispanic users than Facebook, and that's given rise to the use of phrases like Black Twitter. Here's a definition of that phrase from Natasha Tiku of Gawker's tech news website, ValleyWag.
It's just a loose term that refers to thousands of African-American Twitter users who have a lot of influence and, you know, tend to talk about issues related to race or issues relevant to Black culture in the same way that the tech industry, say, has their early adopters and their influencers.
For a long time, these power users have been a topic of discussion, but not a whole lot more than that among tech companies. Now, Tiku says Twitter is paying more attention, evidenced by the recent hire of a multicultural strategist. But that move might be about something the newly minted public company is really focused on. Ad dollars.
Of course, we wish it were benevolent. We wish that they were acknowledging these different kinds of users because they're valuable and they want to build for them. But money is also a good way to start changing things.
To that end, Tiku points out that the hit show Scandal on ABC has generated huge buzz on some social networking sites that have more power users that aren't white. And whether or not advertising companies start buying in, the increased attention itself may be a good thing.
Maybe Black Twitter users don't need to be talked to differently, but if you have somebody that's actually kind of paying attention to it and interacting with them and treating them like valuable users, which they are, you know, the same way Pinterest might try to cater to a female user, might not always be that there's a difference between what a woman wants and what a man wants on their Pinterest board. But, you know, you should be asking some questions. And I think that's what we'll start to see.
Natasha Tiku, co-editor of the website ValleyWag. Today's game of Silicon Tally is set to level expert, and by that I mean my guest, who I'll try and stump with numbers from the week's tech news, is Kara Swisher, formerly of All Things D, currently co-executive editor with Walt Mossberg of the new tech news and reviews website, Recode.net. Kara, you ready to play?
Yes, I am ready for you.
Okay. I got a number for you. 27 countries.
27 countries.
This has to do with gadget sales.
iPhones available in 27 countries?
Oh, that's a good guess. It's actually the number of countries where Windows phones are apparently outselling iPhones.
Wow, that's interesting.
Maybe Microsoft and the Windows phone is doing pretty well in some emerging markets. All right, you got a number for me, Kara?
Yes, I do. 153. That's the number.
Can you give me the unit of measure?
Days.
153 days. I don't know. You got me. I'm stumped.
What's a big story happening right now with a big software giant that doesn't seem to be able to find a CEO?
Oh, Microsoft.
Microsoft. August 23rd, Steve Ballmer announced he was leaving soon.
And we're still waiting.
6 months is a very long time not to pick a CEO of a major technology company.
Okay, I got a number for you. 25%.
Oh, my goodness, 25%. That could be anything.
It has to do with search results.
Porn?
No, but that's a very good guess.
Yes, come on. That's a fantastic guess.
It's actually the drop of Expedia.com's visibility in Google search results. The punishment is allegedly the result of Expedia using paid links.
Yeah, you don't mess with the Borg. They'll take you down.
Is this a little scary, though?
Of course it is. I'm married to a Google executive. I'm scared of them. So, you know, they're scary people. They're aliens from another planet. Who knows?
All right, you got another number for me?
Yes. 4.
All right. 4 what?
4 attempts.
4 attempts is the number of times.
Crazy investment guy.
Oh, it's Carl Icahn has 4 times tried to force Apple to...
4 technology companies he's gone after recently, trying to squeeze some money and get the stock up.
Right, and the latest this week would be...
eBay.
Yes.
He wants to spin off PayPal.
Would this be a smart move, or is it just Icahn trying to pad his pockets?
That would be my second, would be my choice. I think, you know, PayPal's an integral part of eBay, and if they're not giving that up.
Right, what would they gain from it?
Carl Icahn's having another house. I don't know.
Kara Swisher is the co-executive editor of the new website, Recode. Kara, thank you very much.
Thanks so much. It was fun.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.